Ne? Hazır mı? Ne var? Neler gördün? Hazır mı? Kaysa kreste. Burası. O kadar küçük. Tutto lì postero. Ne? Kaypa universo.
Pikati v šoli. British Journal of Education je julija 2016 izšel z obetavno tematsko številko. Piketijeva relevantnost za študije izobraževanja ali refleksije o politični ekonomiji edukacije. Objava v omenjeni reviji je nazadnje na pedagoško fakulteto v Ljubljani pripeljala profesorja Roberta Dale z Univerze v Bristolu. Ni jasno, ali je bil na posvet o šolskem polju povabljen zaradi članka v pričujoči reviji ali zaradi splošno zaslužnega dela v sociologiji edukacije. Vendar je ne glede na motive organizatorjev nazadnje prebral svoj članek z naslovom The Under-Recognition of the Significance of Social Class Conceptions of Education in Piketty Capital. Seveda v zelo elaboriranem britanskem kodu, kot bi jezik prispevka poimenoval Bernstein. Univerza ima pač to lastnost, da goji edukacijske navade, ki jih obenem kritizira. A naprej, oziroma najprej, se za trenutek ustavimo v Pikettyju. V knjigi Kapital v 21. stoletju je izobraževanje obravnaval zgolj postransko. Njegova predpostavka je, parafraziram, da je izobraževanje ena izmed poglavitnih komponent pri zmanjševanju družbene neenakosti, vendar zaradi moči ekonomskih dejavnikov investicije v izobraževanje globalne neenakosti ne more zadostno naslavljati. Robert Dale, kot bomo videli v nadaljevanju, Pikettyju očita oskoglednost pri obravnavi edukacije. Argumentativno linijo vodi po temah, ki so sociologiji izobraževanja posebno blizu, ter jih skozi prizmo Pikettyja obnovi in preupraša. Izbere teme neenakosti in meritokracije, ter še poglavitneje arbitrarne valorizacije nazivov, ki jih študentje pridobijo ob izobraževanju. Najprej se ustavi ob neenakosti sami ter Pikettyju očita površno oziroma neprimerno analizo. Namesto distribucijskega predlaga relacijski pristop, ki neenakost osvetli na ravni odnosov med socialnimi razredi.
So in this sense the most significant limitation on the value of Pikettyju's work for understanding the consequences of the processes he elaborates is the very basis of the way in which he measured inequality. This is calculated on the basis of the fractions of national income appropriated by different percentiles of the population, top 1%. What we see here is the essence of the basis of difference between distributional and relational accounts of social justice. Measuring inequality in terms of income percentiles does not enable us to reveal or understand the nature of the relational bases on which it rests. As Robert Boyle puts it, in a sense, the book combines a form of class struggle with centile struggle in such a way that inequality is measured in terms of the fraction of the national income appropriated by the richest.
Nadalje opozori na ambivalenten odnos, ki ga do meritokracije vzpostavi Piketty. Samo benom poudari tudi meritokratsko senčno stran, kjer se pod predvezo pravičnosti goji zgornja razredna solidarnost.
Apparent need in modern societies, quoting, to designate certain individuals as winners and reward them all the more generously if they seem to have been selected on the basis of merit rather than birth or background. But the trick here is that they determine what counts, these people determine what counts as merit, as I shall show later. And what is called meritocracy, in the sense of merit, what Piketty calls meritocratic extremism, is in fact an example of upper class solidarity. At the same time, in other places in the book, he embraces meritocracy, including meritocracy through education, as a means of overcoming inheritance-based inequality, seeing it as an ideal under threat. However, what this means is just that. It's vital to make sure that social inequalities derive from rational and universal principles rather than arbitrary.
Na zadnje del svojo argumentacijo razvijo ob vprašanju valorizacije izobrazbenih nazivov. Sam meni, da je prav to področje, kamor sta se po ekspanziji šolstva preselila neenakost in socialno razslojevanje.
So my main argument here is being based on the perception that Piketty's analysis in Capital on the role of education in the reproduction of patrimonial and income-based hierarchies are flawed by the adoption of a distributional rather than a relational paradigm. This is based on his adherence to what seem like meritocratic means, the extension of educational opportunities, for instance, to counter the excesses of meritocratic extremism, which suggests that winners win because they deserve to, and not because of the vagaries of the social political system. The main alternative to this that I've suggested is not to take educational credentials at face value and to assume that caterings paribus, which they never are, they will receive the rewards due to them, but to recognize that their different value rests on the essentially relational means through which they are valorized. This requires the separation of the processes of acquiring and valorizing educational credentials rather than the assumption that the latter follows the former automatically. A key part of the argument I want to make is that the qualification and the experience of higher education is not enough. When all direct comparisons of levels and values of credentials have been made, we still have a major remainder of relational differences which is not reducible to the credential itself. Consequently, I tried to indicate some of the different modes of valorization of credentials, in particular the deeply class-based processes through which they work, and their potentially further socially stratifying consequences.
Ob koncu prispevka je občinstvo obviselo v nekakšni praznini. Ponujen nam je bil nov interpretativni okvir, vendar ni kazalo, da bi ga povsem posvojili. Debata posveta je, zvesto prispevku, ponudila več vprašanj kot odgovorov. Med njimi nekatere neizogibne premisleke, naprimer klasično dilemo o velikem izenačevalcu.
Big equalizer. Is the educational system able to be to play a role of equalizer?
I think that this is one of the one of the reasons I think that maybe the Piketty book irritates me a bit, because it has been taken as saying almost his only response is to say extend education. That's the way that we can do it. But that's what everybody says.
Yes.
This is the way we can increase anything. We just increase education. We'll make education more available. But it's in terms of recognition, okay, well, are you recognized as and in what circumstances? And can so we have now a massive industry, essentially, in the UK of expanding entrance to university so that 50% of the age group go to university, which in some ways seems like a very cruel promise.
In kasneje, kar strani avtorja samega, vprašanje, na katerega bi svoj odgovor moral najti vsak starš, davkoplačevalec in sociolog edukacije.
Why are people who have no children willing to pay taxes to have other people's children educated? What is the public benefit of living in an educated society?
Vprašanje je kljub tehtnosti zvenelo brez posebno relevantnih odgovorov. Da je smisel izobraževanja v zmožnosti demokracije in zveličavem izenačevanju, je bilo že povedano in utemeljeno. Novih odgovorov kljub eminentni druščini in novi teoretski podlagi nismo našli, morda pa jih niti ne potrebujemo. Res pa je, da se Piketty sociologu edukacije ni izkazal za najbolj hvaležnega sopotnika. Morda zato, ker mu sociolog očita ekonomski redukcionizem, medtem ko bi Piketty članku lahko očital edukacijski redukcionizem. Ali ker v izobraževanju ni konsenza o tem, kje bi zahtevali pravičnost in kje enakost. Ter ne nazadnje zato, ker edukacijsko pikolovstvo pri Pikettyju pač ni nujno smiselno. Čeprav bi si želeli od vsakega družboslovnega pisca, ne moremo pričakovati poglobljene obravnave edukacije. Sledeč postulatu sociologije smo se torej še enkrat čudili ustrajajočim in celo zaostrujočim se odnosom neenakosti. Čeprav smo jih že nič kolikokrat popisali in interpretirali, so še vedno tu. To nas moti in nam obenem zagotavlja snov za članke. Ker odgovorov nismo našli pri novem, smo se za zaključek vrnili k starim teoretikom. Dr. Slavko Gabor je dileme naslovil s klasičnimi avtori, kar je morda pomirilo ali vsaj razjasnilo kakšno sociološko dušo. Tudi on je spregovoril o meritokraciji, devalvaciji kulturnega kapitala in koncu dela po Rifkinovi artikulaciji.
If I may add some questions and probably some ideas, meritocracy became kind of promised panacea in certain period of time in our societies. And it worked relatively properly in favor also of some of us sitting around here. We are going to face huge challenges in this respect while it is becoming not only obvious that we have more of us reaching degrees. If you go and read Bourdieu, you will see there is a formula. If you have more than a certain number of those reaching certain level of cultural capital, the value of it goes down. I believe that this is still so. This is Bourdieu and simple Bourdieu, actually. But what is now new is that the doors for actually, the number of the posts is going down, while the number of unemployed people is growing, not only in this area where you have educated people, but computerization, robotization. Those are not jokes. And if you read, for example, Ford, his two books last, or Rifkin, they are more or less demonstrating that the era of posts for educated people, one good article is Randall Collins, one chapter in a book, I believe that that's so. So also for us, the doors are closing in this respect, all the way up to the university professors. Vocation of meritocracy is coming under the question.
Nazadnje pa je Gabor svoje vprašanje naslovil na izobraževalce. Z izkušenim pogledom je izluščil teme, ki bodo v prihodnosti krojile delo in razprave vseh, ki učijo in so učeni.
And the question which opened is what we are actually educating for. It is not just about market driven, what they are demanding from us. This is one part. I'm now coming back to Bernstein. That's his basic idea, I believe. The greatness of his turn around is in precisely that point. One thing is what they are demanding from us. The other question we should pose, we should try to face is what we do, what we are preparing our students for. Are we completely under the influence of instrumental type of teaching for the labor market? Or are we able to reach beyond? Here are the questions. I believe serious one. We will see in next decades a lot of things happening in this arena. And yeah, relational, they are going to
to be.
Tako torej odzvanje sklenjen krog šolskega polja. Čemu poučevanje za profesorja? In za nas? Čemu šolanje? Da bomo naučeni učiti se? Zaposljivi, a ne zaposleni? Gotovosti tudi na tokratnem posvetu še nismo našli. Razen v tem, da bomo o sociologiji edukacije še naprej pisali članke. Relacijske, kako pa. Pikolovska je bila Lucija.
Ne. Kaj se greste? Kaj se greste?